It's a great time to eat out in Philadelphia with back-to-back restaurant weeks offering discounts at over 100 restaurants in Center City, Manayunk, and elsewhere. And this week is a little special. It's Philadelphia's very first vegan restaurant week. Jen Kinney curates WHYY's Things to Do segment. You can find it at WHYY.org. She attended the vegan restaurant launch party to learn why you don't have to be an herbivore to enjoy all the specials.
I'm sitting in a bumper car at Tattooed Mom, a bar and fast casual restaurant on South Street. There's graffiti everywhere, stickers and show posters all over the walls and ceiling. A bunch of old bumper cars have been turned into tables, and I'm sitting at one talking to a professional wrestler while eating very greasy tater tots. It's not the picture you might associate with vegan dining.
Vegan food people picture like we're eating a salad and like twigs and leaves and stuff. It's so much more than that.
That's Karen Belfi, one of the organizers of Philly's first vegan restaurant week. Through September 22nd, more than 30 restaurants around the city are offering vegan specials, meals with no animal products like meat or dairy or even honey. But as Karen and fellow organizers Nicole Kodiker and LJ Steinig explain, they're going beyond just tofu and kale.
Anything you can eat, I can eat vegan. So if you want that spaghetti and meatballs, I can go to Triangle Tavern and get that same spaghetti and meatballs.
One of the places has a barbecue brisket platter,
French onion soup, and you have chocolate budino.
Here at Tattooed Moms tonight, I would try their special, the picnic fried chicken Sammy. It looks amazing.
The idea for a vegan restaurant week started with Nicole. She's vegan, and she really likes to eat out. Restaurant weeks can be a great way to do that. During these limited time periods, restaurants offer special meals for a good price, like $35 for a three-course dinner. But they can be tough if you don't eat animal products.
I saw that a couple restaurant weeks were coming up, and I always hate looking through every single restaurant week menu. I have to download every single one of them to make sure that I can eat one of the two courses or two of the three courses for $45. So I was like, well, why don't we just do this on our own?
It wasn't hard to get restaurants on board. Philly has plenty of vegetarian and vegan spots, many of them with great names, like Charlie Was a Sinner and Honest Tom's Taco Shop. They joined Restaurant Week, but so did non-vegan places, like Front Street Cafe and Tattooed Mom. LJ says meat eaters should feel welcome at Vegan Restaurant Week and use the opportunity to take a small step outside their comfort zone.
Look at what each restaurant is offering and see if it's a restaurant you're already familiar with, you're comfortable there. And a lot of these things, like Soy Cafe is going to have stuffed shells. If you're familiar with stuffed shells, you know they're, oh, like that's something not scary and I can go try that vegan thing. I'm going out to dinner every single night this week. Some nights I'm going to two places. So go try as many places as you can.
For all the unpersuaded carnivores out there, don't fret. It's also Manayunk's Fall Restaurant Week through September 28th. Over 15 restaurants are offering multi-course prefix meals from $15 to $35. And starting next week, over 120 restaurants are participating in the Center City District Restaurant Week. Popular spots like Budokan and High Street on Market will have specials, and so will newcomers like Shea Ben Bistro. So it's a really good chance to get a great deal while trying something new. Just be sure to make a reservation. Seats will go fast. Also this weekend, fall festival season is upon us. New Jersey's Apple Festival is this Saturday and Sunday at Happy Day Farm in Manalapan. It's a classic fair with hay rides, apples for sale, a pick-your-own pumpkin patch, and even pig racing. Plus, Sunday is the 34th annual Feria del Barrio, a street party hosted by Taller Puerto Riqueño to celebrate North Philly's deep Latin American roots. There will be live music, dancing, and great food. And last but never least, Saturday night, Johnny Brenda's in Fishtown is hosting Night of a Thousand Cates. That's an evening of tributes, covers, and performances dedicated to the eclectic and much beloved British musician, Kate Bush. Details about all these events and more are online at whyy.org. I'm Jen Kinney.